Welcome to Learning by Doing, our podcast. I'm Austin Savitsky, a family and consumer sciences teacher at Batavia High School.
And I'm Kathleen Tieri-Tun, graphic arts teacher at Batavia High School, which is in Illinois.
And I am Jenna Carpenter, and I am the video production teacher. I forgot what I was called for a moment. I'm the video production teacher here at Batavia High School in Illinois as well.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot. It's okay to
What do I do? Why am I here? Yeah.
We wear many hats.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are Illinois residents, and we are broadcasting from our school, which is a pretty cool thing to be able to do, using some of the tech that we have in our classrooms that our students use. So this is a cool opportunity for us to showcase to our students how we use things that they use.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get this podcast started for a lot of reasons, but one of the main ones is just to add to the conversation about career and tech ed, because it comes from a long history that's changing a lot in the field of education, and nobody really understands what we do.
Very true. I am fairly new to teaching here and being in the CTE department. And so when I learned about CTE, there was a lot that I didn't actually know either. So it was interesting learning, like, what does CTE do? What is this department? I think, you know, for me not knowing, I think there are a lot of people who are like, what is CTE? I have no idea what that is or what that means.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us, I mean, we're all in the same almost generation ourselves, and mm-hmm. we'll go into our backgrounds in a minute. But I think we think of CTE as shop classes mm-hmm. and something that existed for a long time in American public education. But now it looks so different in the last even just 10 years. Plus that I've been in the classroom, it's starting to look so different. And there's so many transitions because of technology changes and workforce changes. So that's a lot of what I think we're going to want to talk about.
Bringing awareness to what career and technical education is. When I bring up, hey, I'm a CTE teacher, they're like, you teach about concussions? And I giggle at first, but yeah. Part of our main mission, I think, is to bring true, authentic meaning to what it means to be a CTE teacher within the public education sector. So our why on this really is to bring awareness and authentic learning opportunities. And we have tons of topics in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Tons and tons and tons. Mm.
And it's so interesting, too, because CTE is supported in so many ways. There's resources, there's jobs, there's so many opportunities for career and tech ed, but it's so misunderstood. And then there's certain pockets that are just not even addressed by those that organize and manage CTE. Mm. So I think it's going to be an interesting, fun podcast over the next few months.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
So should we talk about our backgrounds?
Yes. Kathleen, go ahead and start off.
Well, let's Jenna start.
Oh, are we starting with me?
She kind of teased into it.
Yes, she did.
Okay. So again, my name is Jenna, and I teach video production. And I have been teaching here at the school officially as a full-time teacher for not quite a year yet. I know, right? Like,
cheering in the background.
I started this fall full time, but I actually subbed. What do they call it? Permanent subbing,
something like that.
The semester before, in this classroom, doing what I'm doing now as the video production teacher. So prior to that, okay, I'm not sure what all I should tell. I'll give like a quick, fast. Story of my life. So I actually went to school initially for English and writing. Actually, rewind, initially for music. Yeah. I did music for 3 years and did
Where
English
did
classes.
Go?
I went to Anderson University, small school in Indiana.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Midwest life.
switched to English and writing, graduated with that, with the hopes of going into writing and publishing, and then ended up working at a residential facility where I worked with kids and basically raised them and taught them social skills and different skills for 12 years. And while I was there, got interested in video production. And so started teaching myself all things editing, all things filming, and was just like, I love this. I want to do more of this. Ended up going back to school for video production. And then
where'd you go?
I went to Waubonsie. Uh-huh.
Which is our area community college.
Our area community college. And then went into a couple of companies. So I worked for a marketing company where I did video production for them and writing. And then I worked at a couple of other companies, education companies, actually, where I did video production for them as well. And so after that, I said it was going to be short, but it wasn't. So BATV is the local access television station here in our town. And they actually are located within our school, which is awesome because we are able to share resources with them. So we have a studio and control room that we share with them, which is amazing. And I actually interned and freelanced for them for a long time, which is how when this opportunity came up, they were like, hey, Jenna Carpenter, like, let's get her in here. We think she'd be great as a teacher. And so then that is how I got here.
Love it.
I know. It's crazy. It, like, goes all over the place. What's Jennifer going to do? I don't know.
We're so thankful to have you, though. It's been fun. Yeah.
And that makes so much sense to see how, because you are awesome. Aww. You are not like a first-year teacher.
No.
Not that first-year teachers aren't awesome, because we love you all, and you're so important to the universe. But we all know things get better after the first year.
And the second.
And the fourth and fifth.
That's encouraging me.
It's
here.
About 10.
You just feel better the longer you do it.
Yeah.
But you're coming in with a lot of experience that's obvious to all of us.
Okay. Well,
and
good.
We love you. We're so glad you're here.
We love having you here. And it's a cool shout out to BATV, which is our local access television station. Mm-hmm. The opportunities that our students have to intern with BATV, and they broadcast all of our games. And it's just a really cool opportunity to have it housed in our school. And we're all about building those community and building partners that we can use for our students and for ourselves.
And we're definitely going to be talking to them down the road with our podcast.
Yes.
To talk about collaborations. And so for you, you had your undergrad degree, and then you went back and got a CTE certificate.
Yes.
So do you want to just touch on that? Because I have a similar
experience. Oh, really?
I think a lot of people would, like, don't understand that we have different kinds of certificates, and you can get them a few different ways.
Right, yeah. And that was something where I had no idea that was a possibility. So when I was subbing, a lot of people were like, hey, are you going to try to continue teaching? Like, are you going to try to come teach here? And I was like, well, I'm not sure, like, what my options are. And then someone, I think Andrea and Josh Casbert, they actually were like, you can get a career technical educator's license. And I'm like, or certification. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? I had no idea. Mm-hmm. So basically, with that, I had to prove that I had the hours in my field, experience in my field, and then my employers from before, again, had to, without me knowing, right, like, also verify that I had those hours and that I, you know, basically know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And once all of that was sent in and approved, I was able to have that certification, that license. So now I can teach here just in the field of like media broadcast type things, which was amazing. So I had no idea that that was an option, and I'm so glad that it was.
And do you have to go back and do any kind of teacher education?
So I actually am going to, like, I want to. Nobody has actually talked to me about, like, hey, you need to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are going to or not. But
I don't think you had to, but I don't know if it's changed since I got my certificate.
Did you have to do 2,000 hours?
Yes. Wait.
How many hours did you have to do?
It was something thousand.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was at least 2,000.
Going through the education circuit into this, they told me 2,000 hours in my main field that I'm teaching, and then 250 hours in additional subject matter that I'm teaching.
Okay.
So, like, culinary arts and then childcare.
Okay.
Or interior design.
And that was work hours?
That was work hours.
Work hours. Yeah.
So it just has to be certified paid work hours. It can't be volunteering. It has to be work hours in, like, a licensed facility.
Mm-hmm.
They said childcare includes, like, babysitting and those types of things growing up, or working in a restaurant, which most all of us did, or the cafeteria in college.
Uh-huh.
Memories.
Uh-huh.
So I just wasn't sure if the certification was still the same hour amount.
I remember, though, thinking it was a lot of hours. And then when you do the months, it's not that much.
It's not that much. Yeah, it's really not that much. And that's, I actually was like, oh, man, like that feels like a lot of hours. But then, yeah, when going through everything, I'm like, oh, I have way more than the hours I even need for this. Like I've been doing lots in this field. So,
which is an awesome pathway, like for people. And I think there's a lot of fields that they can't find CTE teachers for. I know the other day we heard from one of our directors that, like, welding, if you like welding and you want to teach, there's lots of jobs if you know how to weld.
Right. And I do. I think that's something that needs to get out there more because people, like, every person that I've talked to, there's maybe been one person who has been like, oh, my friend just did this. And I'm like, why do people not know that this is an option? Yeah. Obviously, having, like, your education degree is good and you know
but when you start working with children
but I think being able to have that opportunity is great
it's not for everybody but I think there's a lot of us that it's perfect for
I actually never thought that people for years have been like you should be a teacher and I was always like no I'm sorry I don't know I'm not gonna be a teacher that's not for me and I know
it's your calling girl like come on
right
I just walk into your class and everybody loves each other and it's just a family and like they're learning they're encouraging each other they're problem solving together it's so collaborative and cohesive and it's because of you
moment I started I was like I love this is fabulous
Should I go?
Yeah, Terrytown, because you have a similar.
I do have a similar.
Not the same, but similar.
Yeah. I'm so intrigued because I don't actually know your book, your stories.
And I hope everybody else thinks this is as exciting as we do. So I went to school initially for art. I actually started as an English major.
What?
That's how I went to Indiana University. Wilmington, and I took my first major class. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to be around this. I can't do this. I can't talk about this. I just want to read books. So I switched to art, and because of what I really wanted to do was photography. That's what I'd done all through high school. I'd taken all the photography classes. I lived in the darkroom. I had a darkroom in my basement, and my dad was a photographer, like hobby photographer. His father was a professional photographer, and so it was just one of those things in our family that I loved, but I was scared to major in it because you had to major in art, and I didn't want to draw. I was terrified of having to draw. I felt like I couldn't do it, and so after my scare of English, I switched to art and then I did my degree in photography. Maybe not the best choice ever, but whatever. It was fun. I got to, you know, do a lot of things, but then I graduated and, you know, it was one of those times in history where you could almost use that degree for something, but not much. And I worked in like photo labs and customer service and different kind of parts of all that, waited a lot of tables.
Yes, as we were all like over here like, yep.
Yeah, and realized I needed to do something else because I didn't like dealing with adults all the time.
Yes.
And so I started toying with education and I would volunteer at the Chicago Children's Museum. I volunteered in my neighborhood. I lived in Chicago for all this time. And then started working with kids just to see if I really liked them. And I felt that teenagers were my favorite. And so I ended up going back to get my master's in art education at Columbia College.
Oh.
And that program's not there anymore. But it was a really cool program. And so I did that. And then I started working in Chicago Public Schools as an art teacher. And I got my first job because I came in and it was like 3 days before the school year started. And they were scrambling for an art teacher. And they were like, could you do the yearbook? And I was like, sure. Right? Like I did newspaper in high school. Like I can figure this out. And so it was, again, something I just kind of self-taught, like learning some graphic design. Mm-hmm. And I had, when I graduated high school, I graduated a term early and I went and worked in a bindery for like 6 months. And that was like the bulk of my hours I ended up using for my CTE cert, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Because
it was like working in a old school graphic arts bindery. Like they don't barely even exist like that anymore because of machines. And so I started as a traditional art teacher, but doing a little bit of digital. And then because I knew how to use the programs. And then I slowly became, you know, started teaching more and more digital stuff. And then I left my first school, and my second school was looking for someone that was CTE. And when I saw it listed, I was like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I know what CTE was because I worked with somebody that taught computer classes, but I didn't know, like, how that meant for digital art, like, what that would be. And so I walked in on my interview, and, like, they had screen printing equipment and, like, all of this, like, cool stuff in their room. And they were like, do you know what this is? I was like, yeah, that's screen printing. Like, and they're like, you're hired, essentially, because I knew what it was. Yes. And it was very similar to here when they showed me the production lab. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you have offset presses? You have letterpress? What is all this? And they were like, oh, you know what all this is? Cool. You know, like, I think so many people just don't even know what a lot of it does. So that's cool to have those experiences. So, yeah, when I had that second school, they really wanted me to be there. So they helped me figure out the whole certification process. And it sounds like that's kind of what happens. Like, a lot of people don't have it. They end up getting it because they find a school that they want to work at. And they, you know, it's kind of like a collaboration between the administration to figure out the licensing.
Which is cool. Both of your stories are lead to the name of our podcast, Learning by Doing, which is most of education. Learning by doing everything that we do. And you guys both pursued a passion that led to a career choice. And working with kids is an amazing way to, like, tie in that learning by doing and going from there.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I mean, when I, like, was a child, I was like, I want to be Michael Jordan.
Like, that's an amazing goal.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Like, I love it.
I had the height, but I didn't have the skills.
I didn't want to be, like, just a basketball player. I wanted to be Michael Jordan, number 23, playing for the Chicago Bulls. That didn't work out. And then I want to be a Dolphin trainer. And, like, every kid goes through these programs. And in high school, I only took one family and consumer sciences class in the culinary program, and it was single survival, which plays into what I am now. It's just like learning to cook for one.
Yeah, what is single survival?
It was really cool, like learning like microwave prep and that type of stuff. So that was kind of a cool thing. And then I took all of the child development and child care lab programs, which I loved. And I was actually in the child care lab, the preschool that I went to high school. I was like a 3, 4, and 5 year old. And then I was a high schooler that did that. And I did engineering student teaching. And now full circle, here I am as the lead child care teacher here. And
that's cool.
Took interior design and consumer education. And I didn't think I wanted to go into it at all, quite frankly. I was like, I don't really want to be a teacher. I don't like my teachers. So I don't want to be like any of them. And
same. I had the same experience. I never thought I'd be a teacher.
Yeah.
Because, well, we can save that for another
day. That's another day.
Yeah, I think we can save that for another day.
I know. And I think that's interesting that all three of us were thought like, oh, no, we're not. No, we don't.
I did not enjoy high school. Yeah, I enjoyed a lot of things about high school, but
I was an athlete. I like had that different path, but I didn't have that. I quite frankly did not like a single one of my teachers. Nobody really said like gave me that this is what I want to be, that like shining beacon in my life. So in high school, I took advantage of one of our co-op programs. And I did, like, at our middle school, and I was like, yeah, still not my thing. But I always worked at, like, the Haitian Bible School and all the things with kids. And I went and shadowed a lawyer because I thought that was what I wanted to be at the time. And, of course, you know, still a marine biologist, but didn't really want to work in the rivers. Fox River, nah, pretty dirty. So I was like, you know what? I really love planning and coordinating and working with people. So I went into college thinking I'll be going to event coordination and hospitality and that type of stuff. Cool. So I went to Eastern Illinois University because it felt like home and I love it still. And I kicked butt, got through that program in 3.5 years and was done CTE cert, all that type of stuff with my student teaching. And and when I was at Eastern, I went to like one of the career talks and I'm sitting there and this lady's telling me that she's done all these amazing things that really pretty much exactly what I want to do in life, like work in these hotels and telling us all these amazing stories and all the people that she's met and all the great stuff. And I'm listening and I'm smiling. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is who I want to be. This is what I want to do with my life. Like, bring on the future. Like, this is it. And she finished the day up and I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman's amazing. Like, I want to be this. And she's talking about how her coursework played into her degree and knowing textiles, which I took multiple courses on textiles, and I can tell you how to get out a stain in anything. I get a lot of phone calls. Anyways.
It's good to know.
That is good to know.
I have a few skills, and that's one of them. Yes. It's quite peculiar. But she finished the day off, and she's like, hey, but if you ever want to be at your kid's birthday party, or you want to not miss out on a wedding, or you want to be home on the weekends, this isn't the gig for you. Mm-hmm. And that was like, huh. It stopped me in my, like, tracks. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You're like, yes, I want to do this. This is amazing. And then, eh. I was in the Family Consumer Sciences program, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I think I could do this. And so I started talking to people, which is the worst idea you could do. Don't talk to people, because the world is so full of dream crushers. And I think that's something we can absolutely talk about later, too, with CTE, is these dream crushers. And everybody told me, you'll never find a job. You'll never get this. What are you doing this for? Why are you doing this? And, like, I love it. I'm happy. Like, you're not happy, and you're telling me not to be, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody, and teachers, school board members, people that knew education at the time. And it's like, nah, man, like, I'm going for it. My parents, of course, are the most encouraging people. And I was very thankful and appreciative to have them tell me, yeah, you know what? If this is what you want to do, honey, go for it. Mm-hmm. And I rolled out of school. Like I said, I graduated in 3.5 years and did my student teaching that last half year. So I graduated early in December, and I had a job within a week, and taught for 2 years in the private sector, and then transitioned to the public. And I've loved it ever since. But yeah, I did the CTE certification as well, but I went through that straight education track. And it's been a wild.
So your program was giving you that cert?
Yep.
Like, that was part of the program.
So part of my program itself, I had to pay to work in a catering. Well, not pay, but I had to take a course in catering and foods and all these types of things. And I spent, it was like a full-time job being a caterer, but yeah. I couldn't use those hours because I wasn't being paid to do so. So I worked in the cafeteria at college, which you learn a lot. You really learn a lot of, and all these people have great backgrounds, and you learn their story, which is my favorite thing in the world, is to learn somebody's story. And through the program, we had a different couple opportunities, and our Eastern's was nutrition and that type of stuff. So we took more hours in nutrition, but you can get additional certs from there. So nutrition and childcare were the ones. And then you could take one more course to be textile certified. And yeah, so we got my coursework done there. And I had some great professors, though. Like, that's where I had the good teacher moments, was was in college. And like, one of them still sends me a birthday card, or did send me a birthday card a few years after I graduated. You know what I mean? You get those connections and those bonds, and it was a good program. I really appreciated my time at Eastern, and I would recommend it to anybody in the CTE or going that way. But I talked to new grads, first-year teachers. I've been able to mentor first-year teachers and teachers who are coming into FACS as a later position. And just hearing, like, the programs are dying is sad and discouraging. But it's cool also, like, the learning by doing, talking to most CT teachers are second career teachers, and I think that's a really cool thing too. Just talking,
and I think everything's in such a change, like a state of evolution in our field right now. It's going to be sad to see some things maybe changing, but I think the potential for where it could all go now is going to be really exciting. You know, like, there might not be the same kinds of FACS classes, but what can come from there is going to be awesome. There's so much potential.
I think that's the big thing, too, is, like, focusing on, like, how amazing the future is going to be versus, like, oh, the next generation is, you know what I mean? You hear all these naysayers, and you're like, nah, like, they're so cool. I walk into both of your classes, and I see these students doing these independent projects that are completely related to the coursework, but they're learning by doing. They're creating these amazing projects for the school, for themselves, for their friends. It's the future is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what it's always been. Like, that's what career and tech classes have, that's what shop classes have always been. And now all the other content areas are like, oh, we should have hands-on learning, and we should have project-based learning and inquiry-based. It's like, yeah, we've all been doing that. Like, as an art teacher, I'm always like, well, yeah, that's what we do in the arts all the time. And now, like, being in both of these worlds, it's been like, we do the best stuff, and everybody should know.
I had last
everybody Everybody.
In the world.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're here right now telling you, not telling, but talking about our experiences and how amazing
And I think part of the thing that why we wanted to do this is because we know there's so many people out there that don't have the community that we have found with each other here.
Yeah.
Like, we probably sound a little silly because we're always hyping each other up. But I think teaching can be such a, like, even though you're surrounded by people all day long, it's also kind of lonely. Even when you do get to collaborate and you're in a space with people that work with you, it can still feel really lonely. And I think knowing that we're lucky to have each other and have a school that's really, like, collaborative and supportive, we know that not everybody is. And so I think that's what I envision is, like, I've been in places where I'm like, oh, I wish I knew other people that do what I do and could listen to them.
Right.
Absolutely. And we're all pretty much
say something, Jenna.
Oh yeah. No, I was just going to say, when we were talking about, you know, just really how important CTE is. I had a student last semester he's a senior. He came in actually the second day of class. He wasn't even supposed to be in my class. He was in a different one, ended up switching, and was like, fine, whatever, I'll do video production. Ended up absolutely loving it and being amazing. Like, this, his mind for just coming up with things, for ideas and how things work with video, and, like, he'll hear a song and automatically know, like, oh, if we do this, it will look like his mind is just amazing for it. And now he comes and talks to me almost every day after school and is just like, Ms. Carpenter, I want to go into this. I'm so mad that I did not like realize this, you know, when I was younger, like in the last so many years, like, I just got this. I'm a senior. But if it wasn't,
he got it,
right?
He got it, right?
The fact
that
he got it.
How many of us didn't get it till we were 30?
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. So just the fact that he's able to now, like, he got his hands on things. He is creating videos. He's sending videos out to festivals and things and getting it out there. And that's just really, like, it gives me chills a little bit, like, just thinking about what this, you know, senior boy is able to do and what he can and will do. It's just amazing.
That's,
I think that's a great place
to end it.
To end it. Yes. Awesome.
Thank you for listening for our first time. I know we're overly excited, but we'll be back.
I'm real excited.
Learning by doing.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. You can follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle is @learningcte_pod. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear about, you can email us at learningbydoingcte@gmail.com.